mind my own business and sending emails. It's new for me, the hush up strand.
What, mind your own business or send emails?
We're back from recess. Don, would you tell us the request that you have, which certainly speaks to part of county policy, at least in dealing with benefits that we have for employees. But if I understand it, something new's come down the pike from loggers.
Yeah,
can you share that?
We're going to have, the way we're going to be filing with loggers, the health center is on our policy, and they like us to ACH their monies in. And I was talking to health center, and instead of writing a check to loggers, I didn't know if, since we're going to have to ACH, if we wanted the check issued to us, and then we ACH it in, or just how you wanted to do it.
The health center cannot send that directly?
They send it with us, and we usually send it with a statement.
Can the health center send that directly, I
they
wonder?
Probably
ACH?
Yes. The ACH? Mm-hmm. They're not set up to do that. But we might be able to set them up. I just have to look at that.
Well, that's an option I wouldn't think until you just said that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Here's what would happen if we do that. I mean, it certainly we can. We've been attaching a check.
Mm-hmm.
As we sent ours in, one went in from the health center. If we do this electronically now and we accept a check from the health center, then our line items for expenditures are going to jump dramatically to the tune of about $18,000 a month.
Increase in
increase
in expenses,
and
but the revenues will offset the expenses.
Right, it's offsetting, but number one, it's not budgeted.
Gotcha.
We can still do it. We can create a line,
right?
And we'll show more revenues than anticipated. We'll show more expenditures than anticipated. My personal quirk about that is, what I dislike so much is we have so many transfers in and outs. And
right.
Things that supposedly just easily we can state, well, they offset, but we really paint an untrue picture for what our revenues and expenditures are within the county by transferring from one fund into
right.
another fund. And but that's this needs to be done. It's a new policy. We have to comply with what Loggers has for us.
Okay.
And the question is, do we want to just go ahead and accept? I think if the health center could do that and send it directly, that would be great. We wouldn't have to be involved at all. If not, I don't have any problem, gentlemen, to...
I'd like to pursue them trying to do it, send it directly first. I mean, I'd like to see that because that keeps our books cleaner.
Right.
And then, of course, if that's not possible, then we'll make the adjustments necessary in the budget.
Could they have been members of loggers were the county not involved?
I think they could piggyback on this. That's the reason they're on. And we had talked about this one time about trying to make them their own entity because they're growing so much. I have to enter in all their stuff and everything. That's it'd be nice if they could do their own.
What do you mean by enter in all their stuff?
Well, whenever they send me a report and I enter in.
You're
all
talking about loggers.
Mm-hmm. To loggers.
So there's administrative costs. I mean.
Let's see if they can do that directly.
Yeah, we need to encourage that to happen because they're much larger than they used to be when we started the process.
They're just probably 10, 12 employees, and now they're 30, 40. They've doubled.
Yeah.
They've got two, Branson and.
Would you chat first with loggers to see mm-hmm. if they can and then chat with the health center directly? It would be a huge, I think, time-saving move for us. And if not, then we'll consider whatever needs to be done.
Yeah,
is that
but
right?
The conditions have definitely changed since the first time.
Oh, yeah, just because they've got animal control now over there, too. It's like three businesses.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
We had... the minutes table.
And the accounts payable transfers.
I'm going to make a motion for accounts payable and the transfers.
Second.
The I don't know. I did not see that sheet this morning. I don't know where it was at, but that's all right.
Well, now we actually we approved accounts payable this morning. Right.
Just the transfers.
So this is transfer. Journal entries and transfers.
Right.
Yes. So I'll modify my second to his modified motion.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the journal entries and transfers as presented today. Is there any discussion?
No, sir.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen. I still have not read, but I will continue to read the rest of the minutes. Have you guys had an opportunity to get to them?
Actually, I haven't spent a lot of time because I know you guys are tearing them apart. So we just wait a little longer, and if we don't get to them in the next little bit, then we'll just have to repost them for another day.
Well, we can also continue them over until tomorrow, can't we?
Okay. That's absolute. I wanted to let you know, I did talk to Councilor Paulson. He was at the Franson meeting, which was on Cody software. That's where he was. But he says that when he gave us the packet of information regarding steps, that little information I think I said on your workspace last week or the week before, which said steps to creating an early retirement policy. I think you maybe saw it a couple weeks ago. Anyway, in it, it clearly defined that it would not be discrimination to have a qualifying period to qualify for the retirement program. So he's putting that in an email to us, but for our discussions, there is nothing wrong to put, if you say it has to be, if you're vested with SURF or vested with loggers, then you qualify. However we wanted to word it, but there's nothing discriminatory regarding a policy like that.
Okay.
So he's putting that in an email, but he was just arriving. We went back into session.
Do you guys want to get him down here for an update on that meeting that he went to or not?
Probably need to post that one because I don't think we got anything that would post under that.
Okay.
He briefly mentions a few things. I think you can probably talk to him individually.
Well, let's do that, and let's post so that it's on the agenda to discuss it with him.
So what is the next step to the employee consideration discussion, which is where we left it off?
Well, I learned during our recess break for lunch that we, in fact, did do something different for R&D people last year. Is that a direction that you would consider, or is that something we should consider, or along the lines of what you all have been talking about?
What we did, what I found out, is that the day we notified them of their last day, we sent them home and paid them an additional 2 weeks. So we sent them home basically with 2 weeks of pay, but we didn't give them a bonus. We said, go home today. Your last day is X, and it was happened to be 2 weeks down the road.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a cash payout. It was just basically we extended their
between pay periods.
Correct. So we just extended their so we didn't give them an extra cash. We just said, go home today, this date, and we'll pay you on that date for time served. Anyway, we gave them 82 hours. So yeah, that's how we worded it for the Road and Bridge Department.
Thoughts, guys? Do we want to move forward with this?
Do I want to move forward with some sort of package for those people affected by downsizing? Yes, I do.
Do you also want to include the opportunity for other individuals who might decide to retire based upon this package, going to have a sunset perhaps tied to it, to take advantage of it as well, or just for those people that
have been chosen by
elected officials?
I want to make it available to all employees and just sunset it on a certain date. The 31st is fine. April 15th is fine. From my perspective, we could go as late as May 30th, June 1st. I'm pretty flexible on that whole.
Well, in order to make it financially feasible for the county, I think that we need to set it early enough for people who choose to retire, that we're not in actuality paying their entire year's salary and then not picking up the ground lost by salary not paid. But
I would lobby for as many days as we could get. I think I heard in an earlier discussion you would like to go to maybe the first quarter, which would be the 31st of March. And I think, Danny, you said a sunset. You would want a sunset on the thing, right?
Right.
So really, it comes down to two things: the amount and qualifications. Are you going to tie it to loggers? You're going to tie it to surf? You're going to tie it to a 2-year anniversary, three year. I mean, what are the qualifications? Are really, I think we have to narrow down those two items.
I would like to qualify. It'd be qualified through SURF. That's where they get. That's where their payment comes in.
Is it SURF or loggers?
Loggers has a vesting time of 5 years. SURF is 8 years.
The reason I said SURF was because they have a matching dollar amount at that level. Whereas loggers is paid in strictly by the county. But if you want to, they are a vested employee at 5 years. If you guys want to consider that, that's fine with me.
Okay, well, the vested time that you're talking about is for two specific programs. We want to tie this to that, and that's what we all agree to. That's fine with me, but that's
you don't see the significance of the having it as a time frame on it.
Well, if I'm following your thinking, obviously you're looking to, in some way, find some way to reward or compensate those individuals who've been here longer.
I wouldn't want to put it that way as a...
Well, I'm not trying to put it in any bad light.
I know, but that's basically all employees become a vested employee for their retirement at 5 years on one program. And then the other program, they receive a check back for all the funds that they put into their vested program. So, and another way that I look at it is that we have a 5-year program where their vacation time, which they receive a full amount for the first 3 months. If we put March the 31st, the first 3 months, they're going to receive a full amount of monies on their vacation time, which if it's 5 years, it goes up from that point on to, what is it, 2 or 3 weeks? It's 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not even sure. I read it the other day, and I forgot about
it. You're talking about vacation?
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty confusing right now. The policy is very, very confusing.
Right, and I think that's something we need to work on. I wish we didn't have to do all this exactly right now, but the time, we're stretched under a time frame here to get this done. And because we're looking, this thing all stemmed out of budget concerns. It doesn't stem out of retirement. We're trying to tie what we did for retirees of last October into the same situation, but it has nothing to do with it. It has budget concerns is what this is tied to.
Right.
And so that's the reason I would appeal to my position on that. That may not be a very popular position to take with.
Well, help me clarify for my own edification. So you're looking at whatever individuals have 5 years, less than 5 years, employment with Taney County, would receive whatever time that they currently have coming.
Right.
Which would include any vacation, et cetera.
That's right.
For employees who have a minimum of 5 years employment and above, there would be something additional that would be forthcoming for the county.
That's the way I
and
I see it.
Is what you're looking at the same $200 per year that was brought about?
If that's what you gentlemen...
No, I'm asking.
And that's what, if we're all in agreement on it, then I'm not trying to pattern that part of it at, after it, but if you want to use that, it doesn't separate us from what we did to those early retirees.
Okay, and we're talking about those individuals that are leaving because of budget cuts. But this will also be open to any other individual that wants to take advantage of it, because there is going to be a sunset provision of whatever date is chosen for them to take advantage of it. So if somebody, for example, is going to retire June 1st, they're not going to have this opportunity if they don't take it prior to whatever date is set. Say it's March 31st. Or
now, I need clarification. Are you saying their last day of employment has to be the 31st? I'm wanting clarification from your thinking of that.
If there's a time set certain for earmarked for someone to accept this provision, I think that that is what it should entail, is their last day of employment. What's your thinking aside from that?
No, I just want to make sure we're clear.
For example, they're saying, well, no, we'll retire.
Yeah, I sign up now, and I'll retire in November.
Well, let's open that for discussion, if that's...
I mean...
We're always going to have people that are retiring.
Always.
The following month, or the following month, or the following month.
Honestly, I have to think that... Gentlemen, we are... in a situation to where we have a budget situation that has caused us to have to lay off employees. I hate to think myself as government any different than I do as if I was in the private sector. I think that because we are, I'm going to use the term benefit poor. I mean, we offer, anybody that works for the county knows it, and most of the people that's outside in the private sector know that the county is a good place to work because of not only the dollars, but because of the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think that, as a matter of fact, the day that we have had this discussion about some of the employees being terminated, there were employees at two different private sectors in Branson area that laid off their employees. I'm sure that those employees didn't receive packages. I'm not, again, giving these up. I do not want to set a precedent. And so that's where I'm at with this whole situation. I think that our value as far as sick leave, vacation, I think we match up with anybody that wants to consider employment for the county. That's one thing that draws us employees to us. That's one reason we don't lose employees. It's
right.
Because we have that package. But that is a benefit. It is not a owed to. It is a benefit.
So our wording would be something like loggers, if vested in the logger system, those vested in the logger system qualify for this program.
Yes. we'd set up.
That's what you. That's what how you'd like to see it.
That's the way I'd like to see it.
There are. I couldn't tell which way you were leaning.
I don't have any druthers. I'm kind of leaning to you two gentlemen that have been here for years, years, and years.
I think you've served in government longer than I've been alive.
Serves me right. Open my mouth and certain foot.
Yeah, I with the respect, with all due respect, I think that for my thinking, I'd want to make this available to everybody who is affected with the downturn or the downsizing. And so ideally, I wouldn't put a requirement on it. I know that deep down, I was trying to help all the employees that were affected by this downsize. And so understanding the vesting side of it, and I clearly understand that. I could see that being important if that was a policy, an ongoing policy beyond this situation that took place, but trying to help those that we affected that really no fault of their own that just were affected. That's why my thoughts is so. So yeah, just that's my thought. But if you say, guys, it's 5 years or nothing, I'll take 5 years because I want to at least get something to the employees. $200, I think, is a fair number. I mean, if you do the math of what we did for Road and Bridge, I think most people would take 2 weeks' pay.
Well, I don't know.
I'm doing the math here. I mean, you're talking.
If you got a minimum of 5 years, you're at 2 weeks' pay pretty easy, I think. You're close to it, right?
I think on the average it would be.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was thinking opposite. You're right. This would still be better for most people.
And I think we have to. The reason I used that, Jim, is because that's doesn't make any difference to. I mean, it's a standard. It doesn't make any difference if you're an elected official or if you're a county employee, salaried, whatever. 5 years is a vested employee, and other than that...
Well, 5 years you're vested for loggers.
For your loggers in retirement.
Because you're... There is no... I don't mean to be argumentative, but there's not a vested employee. You're an employee the first day you're here, but you're looking for a point to.
Yes.
A starting point.
Now, this policy did not include elected officials, by the way.
I know okay. That.
Okay.
It should be interesting to have a list to see if we're only impacting 3 or 4 people or.
See, my concerns that we're impacting anybody.
And I don't know, because I don't know who is involved in this until elected officials turn that in.
That's true. I mean, we're sitting here in a helpless situation as far as trying to figure out how many dollars it either benefits or neglects the county. It's the employees that we're concerned about.
Well, right. And I think that this type of plan is more beneficial for us to look at individuals who are long-term that are contemplating retiring that might retire a year earlier or 18 months earlier where they give it this option. It makes sense.
Right.
Let's take it. I get X amount of dollars, and then that saves the county the health insurance and all the benefits, if you will. It saves the county the portion that they're paying in on loggers, the portion that they're paying in on every other benefit that with that employee, plus the salary. So if an employee makes the decision to retire early based upon this program, the county saves money. So we're incorporating that for a few that might be out there, But in essence, it's we're doing something for those individuals that were terminated because of reasons that were not their fault.
Right.
It was the economy. It right. was the budget. It was overstaffing. It was whatever the reasons are.
But I don't like to confuse the two. I mean, that maybe that's my big hang up here with what we're trying to do. I don't like the retirement program tied in with the other program. If we don't have one,
let's do two then.
Let's do two, because I don't like it like that myself. And I think that's what we've tried to do all along to encourage, but I just don't like it like that. If we had a budget that caused us to consider the employees that lost their job. We have another situation wherein retirees are going to affect the budget. So I don't.
Would you have the same expiration date on both of them, though?
I would have an expiration date.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it would be the same, because this other one, as the way I understood our conversation this morning, ties everybody's going to have a clean slate for the budget by March the 1st, right?
January. The budget is from January 1st. We've instructed everyone March 1st.
To March 1st.
Yeah, we said clean it up.
Right, but
the line items from any basically any people affected from January 1st. Mm.
But
I'm trying to see if there's any indication of the...
And we have, I believe, calculated in those few that we were told that...
Yes, that were counted.
...longer than that time frame.
That were counted.
That were counted.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if we're confused about it, gentlemen, can you see exactly why that it's some other people are confused about it?
Can you email the county counselor? I want him to put together a statement regarding discrimination before I feel comfortable with that. On the other side of that coin, I personally would like to see us extend this to everybody. We're talking how many? 28 people?
23 people.
23?
23, I think. 28 positions, okay. 23 or so.
I hate to exclude three or four people that don't have 5 years.
Right.
I'm trying to write that email right now, sir.
Are we going to have... I hate to say this, Ron, but are we going to have people that have been here less than a year that's affected? How are you going to treat them?
Same way. If they've been affected by the downturn...
You know, some people left a job to take a job. And I blame the people who brought them on. They did not heed what you all said regarding attrition in the budgetary statement of 2010. But that's not their fault, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's a good comment to make. I mean, we did make a comment, and I don't think that this has to be done right now. We did make a comment that we needed to know something. Basically, who the employees were that they had already decided on. I mean, they've got a decision that they've made by February the 15th. And that would, at that point, we would know who the numbers are on these people. But I agree with you, Ron, if we're talking about a few people that are less or a few people that are above it. But I just looked at a number to make a consideration for.
Well,
we had several people that were hired on after the date, after the hiring freeze.
But see, I think we can fix that this coming forward now. You know,
well, you're talking $200. If it's that person, I know it's $200, but.
But I think there's a way we can fix that going forward. We don't have to extend benefits. Because we don't have benefits in individual departments, you know, if we have a mechanism now, we just have to create a policy to, if we want to try to control hirings, which is what we're trying to do in this budget time, you know, we have some authority through the benefits part of the process, which kind of, you know, the county commission is oversees the policy, the health policy, the insurance policy. I just don't know if it matters who it is or who it's not. I mean, that's why it doesn't matter to me who it is.
I didn't, if I said that wrong, no, and I didn't mean it like that at all.
Right.
I said that wrong, because I'm talking about somebody
I think you were talking about your service, or right?
Yeah, right. And I just want to, it came across that I knew what you meant, but I want to make sure people understood what. It doesn't matter who it is. And
right, because we have no idea.
It's not the names. It's the years of service is all you're trying to understand.
Well, right. The sad part is, it really, from this perspective, doesn't matter what decision we make, we're being criticized.
Oh, that's true.
One way or the other. I mean, absolutely. I am for, because it was stressed to us by the county sheriff, by the prosecutor, and by others, that since, in fact, this was happening, that all consideration be given to putting something in place that would help ease or transition people from the positions they have within this courthouse facility
right
to the outside. If that's a person that's only been here a year, we're only talking $200, if that's the number that you all settled upon. I think that we should consider moving forward with it, whether it's now or it's in the very near future. Because I'm concerned of those who've already left and whether or not they'll still be in the time frame of receiving their last
paycheck
that won't be eligible for this under the guidelines that were set down from Ivar Erickson.
Right.
Erickson.
Yeah. Ivan Schrader.
Ivan Schrader. Ivar Erickson is the gentleman who owned the property where old jail was out there.
That's fine. And you guys want to set, if you want to use the pattern of that. I just don't like tying the two together. And if you want to use the $200, that's fine. I mean, that's.
I think for consistency, I'd rather just leave it like it was. And for those listening, I probably am not going to be entertaining another retirement policy the rest of this year. I mean, the reason we sunset it is because we said we were going to rediscuss it going forward, and this is probably the last time I'm going to discuss it this year, or until the end of the year, maybe. So people listening don't get their hopes up thinking, oh, there'll be something else coming down the road.
That's the second part of this, though, and I hope that if, in fact, we are going to extend that we'll do that in a secondary motion and set a time certain, whether that be the end of February, the end of March, or the middle of April, as you said, on the 15th, or whatever date that's chosen,
right,
to allow them, if they want the opportunity.
Right.
But I appreciate your point. We can do that in two motions because it's two separate items.
So if I'm hearing it, we've talked about the 31st of March, which I'm comfortable with.
No. On the plan where we're talking about, Dan would like to separate the two.
Okay.
So if there's an offering for others outside of those who have lost their positions, then we would address that and set a time certain. For the employees that are leaving the courthouse, that time certain needs to be the last day of February.
Yes, it does.
So what about those five or six that are beyond that?
They have the opportunity to retire early if they want, under the second, which would be end of March, or whatever date we pick.
Or whatever date we pick on that one. Any employee that would be have their retirement date set, they could we could set that date at whatever. We could set it at June 1st. It wouldn't make me any difference. But I don't want to have a situation where, like we had last time, where we had somebody announce they were going to retire in 2 years. I mean, that's just, this is difficult enough without having.
Concerns about that, though.
Just extra voting. It doesn't bother me. That's fine, because it's the same policy. We're not changing the policy, just term, the expiration dates.
What Dan has suggested in one would be for those who
lost their jobs.
Lost their jobs, not voluntarily. And the second group would be for those who want to give up their positions voluntarily and receive this package.
I probably wouldn't word it that way. Because
I'm just describing what in reality it is, but
So we could probably, what I would probably say is have Mr. Paulson write up a document that he would be comfortable with.
Yes.
Outlining both of those and see if what we how we want to word it.
Well, and I think it needs to, and, you know, it's they have to be active and received within the, okay.
I mean, the whole thing is make sure the wording is that they're an active employee who fills out the paperwork. You know, that's the concern is. We put the limitations, the right limitations on there. So if I understand recapping, so I can get this to Mr. Paulson, we're going to take off the, let's talk about just the people directly affected by the layoffs, by the elimination of positions.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be $200. It's going to expire the end of February is their last day.
That's the...
if it's the same policy, I don't know why we...
That's the deadline that we gave to the elected officials to pass on to the employees.
So we'd write one up the end of February for that. So it'd be the 28th. It's not a leap year this year, is it? I believe it's a leap year. Let me look here. No, it's not a leap year. So the 28th would be the expiration at 5 p.m., which is Monday, would be the sunset of that first policy. The second policy, which is for retirees, would go to when?
It's first quarter.
March 31st.
What do you think about that, Dan? First quarter. We're talking about those who choose to retire.
Then I would be willing to put something with loggers qualifications on that second one then.
Loggers or
surf,
whatever.
Either one. I mean, I'm indifferent on that. But if we're going to do the 31st, we need some qualifier. What do you want to do? Ron, do you have a preference one way or the other?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay.
Jim, I would like for that to be on SURF.
On SURF, okay. So an 8-year, okay?
Yeah.
So the wording will be something like if those vested in SURF qualify for this policy, and here's the policy.
Yeah.
And that way it keeps it real clean. We don't have to worry about are you qualified or not. SURF just determines that. Then we don't. We're not the agency determining if they're qualified or not.
Those vested in SURF.
Yeah.
All right. On if I may be so bold, then I would also want to make sure that on the second policy, we would put something about the 1 year. You can't work for the county for 1 year after that, because that addresses the situation where we're trying to. I want to make sure if there's a position that comes available on the first group of people that were affected, they have the ability to come back if there's a job opening. We can match a skill with an opening. The second group is those truly retiring, and that way those people aren't eligible for rehire. Is that kind of the wording we're thinking I can give to Mr. Paulson?
Yeah, that would be all right. Do you guys want to consider a? I think that in the cuts that were voluntarily made by different departments, we had approximately 4 or 5 people that had anticipated retirement and that were counted in those cuts.
Correct.
Okay. Do those stand alone in this situation?
I don't think they fall within this policy.
They will if they decide to retire early.
If they fall within the timeline we're establishing. So if they don't fall within that timeline, this policy doesn't pertain to them. Is that your question, Danny?
That is my question, but I think it was significant in our budget discussions and our...
the reason that we extended the time was to allow the elected officials who said, you know, I have people that are retiring, but they're not going to retire until August, or they're not going to retire until October. Can I count that in my head count, if you will, towards positions that you're looking for in the long term? And we said yes. So we really did that as a nod to help the elected official in selecting the number of people that they needed. But let's say that one of them hears, the reason that you'd even offer this, regardless of what the year marked, or what the sunsetted date is to see if there are long-term employees who do in fact want to take advantage of this. Same offer that's being made to these people that are leaving involuntarily.
Right.
And in which case it's a financial benefit to the county.
Yeah.
But that's a choice that
only they can make.
Appeals to those individuals or doesn't.
Went to, at the end of the quarter, then it's March. April, May, June.
I just want to make sure I give Bob our right
ideas
so that we don't go back and forth. I just really want to get this thing resolved and done and move on to the next issue. Once we got this,
would you guys be again on those retirees? And if we finalize it, and we're not, as you've already stated, Mr. Strauss, you do not plan on entertaining this anymore this year. Would you entertain it till June the 1st? And then if anybody took that, it would be at least a half year's benefit to the county.
So go this to June 1st?
On the retirement deal.
Yeah, I'd be open to that. You said the end of June or June 1st, you said?
June 1st, a quarter. I'm going to quarters.
So it would be May 31st would be the last day.
April, right. May, June. End of June is the second quarter.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it March, April, May, June? Are you right?
Yeah, so it would be the end of June.
I'm looking at two aspects of this. The financial benefit of the county through the budgetary process of possibility of lost revenue, and also offering the employee a package.
How about we go the 31st of May? Yeah, I know we're trying to do quarterly, but it doesn't have to be. to our policy. Would you be able to go? I mean, June 30th seems a long way out there. Yeah. So
it's a half year's work already.
Yeah, I mean, I'd feel better if we went May 31st or June 1st, something like that.
Okay.
Or April 30th.
How about May 31st?
I'm fine with May 31st.
That's fine. Okay.
You guys have to remember that this, and the statement made was that you're not going to consider anything else for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
We have to emphasize that. We can't have people.
I think that gives our employees, when we send that information out, the opportunity to make a decision if, in fact, they're going to leave in June. Wouldn't it be smarter to leave in May?
Right. Or July versus May. So.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, if that's all right with you, then I'll, along with the letter basically from the attorney saying that what we're doing is not discriminatory, and then come up with the two policies, rewrite the two policies with the verbiage that he's asking.
Okay, and then we'll vote on them as a final.
Yeah, I want to vote. I want to see it in my hands before I vote on it. So I know we're, by concept what we're talking about. But
so do you think we'll have that at 2:30?
If you want it by 2:30, I can ask Mr. Paulson to get working.
I'm sure he is working.
Or he could put something aside. So are we?
I think we're pretty well established on what we're talking
about. If it's possible,
it'd
be nice to have that today.
Well,
that
I'll go, I mean,
people won't have to wait.
The what was
did
it?
Did you have something for us?
I did want to. Also on the agenda we were going to talk about was just changing our county policy regarding comp time and the rollover amount that we've required Road and Bridge to use up within 2 weeks of accumulating. You know, when they get comp time, they get 2 weeks to use it. I'd like to extend that through the end of June.
I would like to extend that
one-time
emergency basis till the end of June.
Okay. Are you guys good with that? I mean, not guys. It's a temporary. It's a temporary thing, so it gives, because we got 80 employees, we don't want them all taking it in 30 days.
Right.
We need to spread this out over.
So the thought would be to suspend the current policy.
For Road and Bridge. For regarding comp time usage, that they would have to use their comp time up or be within the threshold, which our threshold is 80 hours?
80 hours.
We have to be within the 80-hour threshold by the end of June.
Can we go ahead and act on that? And I believe we can because we're posted for
policy,
personnel policy, and make that change today.
Yes.
That way it will be in effect.
Yeah, right. It's an emergency deal. But really, see, they can either take that or be paid it, one of the two. I mean, it's comp time.
Well, we would prefer that they take it if possible. Saves money. Doesn't?
No, just it's manpower. So, but a lot of the guys, money's important. Sometimes though, they want to go be able to do something and have a paid day off.
Okay, I would entertain a motion then to that effect.
All right, so I'm trying to write this out here. All right, so I'll move to suspend the comp time policy for Road and Bridge. The current comp time policy to Road and Bridge, and allow the extension of comp time hours to be used be within the threshold by June 30th. So by July 1st, we're back within the county policy because of this ice storm.
Through June 30th?
Uh-huh. They have to use it by June 30th. So July 1st, we're back. The policy, this temporary suspension goes away, and July 1st, it goes back into policy.
Okay, Jim.
I hope you got that.
I did.
Okay.
Okay. That means that when this is sent out, and it should be sent out in an email in their checks.
Right.
That if they haven't used that up by then, they'll be paid for it.
They'll get a paycheck on
it. Whether they want it or not.
Right.
They'll be paid for it June the 30th.
They go back within their thresholds.
Right.
Yep.
So that needs to be made perfectly clear to them.
We'll put this motion and we can have a little something else.
I second your motion.
Okay.
Motion has been made and seconded to suspend current comp time policy for Road and Bridge, allowing the extension of comp time usable hours
uh-huh.
Through through June 30th of 2011. And then we will revert back to the...
Restore the original
80 hours.
Restore the original 80-hour comp time policy.
On July 1st.
On July 1st.
Of this year.
Uh-huh.
All those in favor... Well, is there any more discussion?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously.
That goes to Mr. Paulson.
Policy.
So we, just gentlemen, we now have the ability to talk about personnel policy, meeting process, and courthouse policy. And if you want, and then of course we have the meeting minutes we still have to discuss or decide on.
On the we used to have a meeting with department heads and other elected officials.
We did.
I would love to bring that back into effect, whether it be quarterly.
Okay.
Or more often, but at least quarterly. I think that any thing that goes on throughout the courthouse that is maybe not received properly, maybe a negative effect to a policy or something like that, can be brought forward at that time and talked about or discussed to better serve the employee or to serve the courthouse in general.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we're going to change and set some policies here,
mm-hmm.
but I sure would like to make sure that we don't disrupt something that we might overlook, that somebody might bring up. Everybody brings up different things in meetings that I know they're not going to agree on it. You can't put three people in a room and hardly agree on anything, but that's something that needs to be taken care of. Do you guys want to establish that as a policy? Or do you want to just have it as a request because it hasn't worked out as a request?
Well, I think that's part of the whole conversation we need. I'd like to set up, if we're going to request that, we need to go ahead and set up a certain time of the month or the time of the quarter. It's mm-hmm. this time at
that's
this time.
That's what I think too, Jim. Yeah.
It just reoccurs and they put on their schedule and know that we know it and they know it. And before we jump into that discussion, I want to be able to run this up to Mr. Paulson, so I'm going to walk out in here in a second. I want to let you know that Helen Soutie has emailed a few counties. She's going to send an email out to a bunch of more counties. It's really widespread. We all have this email, but sales tax revenue.
Go ahead.
Christian County is up 0.07 of 1%. Okay.
0.07 of 1%.
Correct.
And Stone County's up 66%.
Stone County's up 66%.
Santa County's up
36%, yeah. So it appears that...
something's fishy in Denmark.
And Laclede County?
Laclede.
I'm sorry, Laclede County. They're up 17%. This month, and 2% for the whole year. And City of Branson was down 15.5% in January, which we knew about. They were up 38.9% this month.
Oh, yeah.
So what Helen said she's going to do is send out a bigger email to more counties and kind of see what's going on.
So when you're on your way up, you might also have her check Camden, which is a huge tourism county as well.
Let's put that real fast.
Camden and Miller.
Oops.
Counties.
And then one other thing, Danny, just checking. Mincy Park electric bill is pretty high right now. We need to see what's going on.
I've got people working on that right now.
Okay, good. Because I just saw an email and it's high.
Yeah.
When you get back down, Jim, let's continue because I want to talk. There's just a number of things that we need to get started on.
You said Camden?
And Miller.
Miller County.
Before you go up, something to consider, and the ladies might have something up there to say, because my question is, every time we have a meeting, we have two agendas. One agenda.
I've asked those questions. Why?
Well, and I think that they're following the directions that they've been given in the past.
It's previous, right?
And how I want us to work on what we want available for us and for the public. And I'm confident that that's what we're going to receive, but we need to spend time in doing that.
Okay.
If that's, if it's confusing to me, I know it's confusing to the public. And we're going to stand in recess for 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.